What's going on, everybody? This is Patriot Underground here. Now, before we start the show tonight, I just want to say a quick word on behalf of my partners over at PatriotUndergroundGold.com and PatriotUndergroundSilver.com. I don't think I have to remind everybody the amazing movement that we've seen with gold and silver prices. Now is the time. You still have the opportunity to capitalize on the transition into the new system, while at the same time having that peace of mind of knowing that all of your hard-earned wealth that you've worked your entire life for is going to be safe and secure while this transition occurs. And certainly, regardless of what you believe, whatever your projections are about the future, we can look to the past historically, and we know for a fact that gold and silver have always been a store of wealth during uncertain economic times. And let's face it, folks, that's exactly where we're at right now. So click the link in the description, PatriotUndergroundGold.com or PatriotUndergroundSilver.com. It's time to make the move, folks. Get off the fence. Do the right thing. Click that link in the description. All right, everybody. God bless and Godspeed. Thank you for listening. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is April 23rd, 2024. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. And as you can see, I have my friend Dave XRP Lion back with me for a third interview. I'm feeling very blessed to have Dave back on the platform. We've done a couple of shows together, and they've just been absolutely amazing. And for those people who don't know, Dave is a leading price discovery and forensic accounting expert. He is a top intel source on all things Nisara and Jisara. He is really the authority on redemption center protocols, on currency buyback information. I could go on and on. He's also a top video producer on Before It's News for good reason. He produces some absolutely amazing and informative work. As a matter of fact, he just put out, that was it yesterday, I believe, an amazing video on the Zig, which we're going to talk about tonight. I've been really looking forward to this conversation. Really big news coming out of Zimbabwe. So I'm excited. We're going to talk about a whole wide range of issues. So, Dave, it's great to see you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir. This is a privilege. And I thank your listeners. I thank you for the time to share this information, which is so critical, especially now.
Well, it's a blessing, my friend, and I'm really honored to have you back. Like I said, we had two excellent conversations. I'm confident that today is going to be a third very informative and excellent conversation. So certainly there's a lot of things going on and events are accelerating. We had a brief discussion. Actually, we talked for about 45 minutes or so. It flew right by, but Dave and I were talking before we hit the record button. A lot of things are happening. There are a lot of topics to discuss tonight. Everything from the geopolitical pantomime of World War III, as Dave likes to call it, the Kabuki Theater, to the pending J6 trial, for which, the Supreme Court is going to be preparing to weigh in on that, on the question of presidential immunity. And of course, these are all topics that are related to the major aspects of the rollout of the quantum financial system, which we're going to cover in detail tonight. So before we get into the financial transition and the QFS and talking about Zimbabwe and all the stuff that we're absolutely going to focus on, I would imagine for most of the conversation, I thought we could maybe talk a little bit about the pantomime because there's just so much going on. And just to get your take on all of this geopolitical maneuvering that we're seeing toward what optically appears to be a World War III type of situation. Q told us that there was going to be a scare necessary event, and many people believe, including myself, that that's going to lead into the triggering of the EBS. So we can go in lots of different directions, but I'm just going to throw out some topics, and we can start off, I think, with talking about the Middle East. And obviously, it appears to be escalating rapidly. Again, there's the what's happening on the surface versus what's going on beneath the surface. But on the surface, it appears like we're just full steam ahead, headed toward world war. We're seeing these what are supposedly these tit-for-tat exchanges between Israel and Iran. And most recently, I think it was the IDF supposedly targeting multiple sites deep inside of Iran, although I've heard some pretty interesting information about these supposed attacks. Apparently, there was advance notice that was given, I think 72 hours. Iran warned the Pentagon before they were going to actually strike. There have been reports that no actual missiles hit anywhere in Iran, but they were actually exploded in midair for, I guess you could say, for simulative purposes. And meanwhile, the U.S., as far as their involvement, they really have signaled that really the fake Biden administration has signaled that they don't have the appetite for getting the U.S. involved in any type of escalation. And certainly we have to consider Russia's military support of Iran as a part of that equation. So I'm curious just to kind of get your take. We've been hearing all along that the strategic, you know, the narrative has always been since the Q drops began that Israel would be saved for last. And here we are, we're in a situation where the Middle East is heating up quite a bit. So I just wanted to get your take on that. Like I said, it looks like we're on the doorstep of World War III. That's exactly what I imagined it would look like when we got to the precipice of destruction. But we also know that nothing is as it seems. So give us your take on what's going on in the Middle East.
Well, let me ask you this question first. Let's address the Israel being last question.
Okay.
Can you address that? I'd like to hear your opinion on that position that's been put up by Q. What does it mean to you?
Well, to me, it's always been a direct indicator that Israel is really the head of the snake, and that really all of the different deep state apparatus, shall we say, answers to the Zionists, and that ultimately this whole capitulation tour that Trump went on starting back in it was 2017, right when he took office, was really all about, in a sense, kind of setting up all the pieces around Israel, in essence, to isolate them. And certainly we know, I mean, there's a lot of information pertaining to Israel. We know about the tunnels. We know about a lot of the, well, I mean, there's the whole biblical context, which I'm sure you could probably talk about as well. But that's been my, you know, just the kind of my basic understanding is that, you know, they're saving Israel for last because Israel really is the head of the snake, so to speak.
Right. No, that's exactly true. You nailed it 100%. And with that,
not the Jewish people, by the way, we got to make, I always have to make that clear, right? Just, I think my audience knows that, but we're not talking about the biblical Jews. We're talking about the Khazarian mafia. We're talking about the Zionists that hijacked their religion. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. And who hijacked Israel? Rothschilds.
The Rothschilds. Absolutely.
They were the corrupt element that came in to take control right from the beginning, because Israel was never intended to be a land. It was a lineage coming from Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Now God gave them that land, the land of milk and honey, the promised land, but it was never intended to be the people. Just like if you live in California, you're not the land. Wherever right. Your lineage comes from, you're being given time to live on that land. So
yeah, this was a usurpation, really, of God's, like, even the meaning of, like, when he says my people Israel, he's talking about, in essence, the body of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so Israel, when you're saying it was never meant to be a land, it wasn't meant to be like a physical geographical space, it was more meant to be in your lineage, is that's what you're talking about there, right?
Yeah, your heritage, the 12 heritage. Tribes.
Okay.
The 12 tribes.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
Okay. And, you know, we have an origin. We have an origin through Adam and Eve. And they've traced that back. Matter of fact, I think they have done it from the female perspective. So they know who the mother of everybody is. But, you know, when we talk about the narrative, people have to remember it's a narrative. It's not real. It's fake. It's kabuki theater. It's smoke and mirrors. But it's intended to, number one, keep people distracted, keep people focused on other things than the issues at hand, and that is the removal of evil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we go into the CBS program and we're locked down for the 10+3 days, disclosure, et cetera, some call it the 10 days of darkness.
Right.
This is when the Global White Hat Alliance is going to go in and remove the 20 or the 34 satanic sites. This is where they're going to be rapturing or rapturing evil off the earth, because it doesn't have a place in God's new kingdom. And there's seven kingdoms. Our kingdom will include Mexico, Canada, I think Australia, and one or two other countries. But there will be seven distinct countries or kingdoms, et cetera. So we have to be very careful where we choose to spend our energy. And Jesus is our best example of the ability to conserve energy. Because there are those that draw energy from you, and there are those that bring energy to you. Now, I can't imagine anybody listening right now wants to go hang out with the people that draw energy from you. Because if you've ever been in that situation, you feel like a vampire just sucked all your blood out. Whereas the ones that give you energy, you can't wait to be talking to them, be attending events with them, doing things together.
Absolutely.
Because you're energized and you're energizing them, otherwise they wouldn't want to be with you. So just keep that in mind. Now's the time to conserve energy. Now's the time to stay focused on what's truly important. And what is that? Your faith, your family, and your friends. And when I say friends, I don't mean people that want to throw you under the bus because you don't think like them. No, I'm talking about friends that if you picked up the phone and said, I'm stranded over here on I-5 and they're an hour away, they're going to jump in their car and they're going to come help you. That's a friend.
You bet.
That's a friend. And most people just have a few close friends and they have lots of acquaintances. So, again, all this had to play out. This was a 5-year plan that's been consolidated down into a very, very small amount of time because what did it do? It tripped up the Luciferian deep state cabal, Khazarian mafia, to where their 30-year plan, which started in the year 2000, Patriot, it got circumvented. And as I've mentioned before, when you start to consolidate things, if you have 100 pieces and now all of a sudden you have five, the stability is easily changed. It's not as stable as it was when it was 100. And that's why we have to be very careful and patient and understand that with this consolidation of time, narratives are going to change. Things are going to change. And we have to be accepting of that and not, what's the word I want to use, Lord? Deny its importance. Because when we put our importance over it, we're denying its importance. We're saying my need right now to have what I want is more important. No, it's not. The desire is that everyone is going to be taken care of equally. Everyone is going to be receiving their Nisara, their Jisara, their restoration of health with med beds and technologies. Not just a few. And all this is being handled, and I'm coming to a point here. It's all being handled because the White Hats have a AI computer system called Adam. Rightfully so, right? Adam. Adam has been going back and forth in time, calculating all of the probabilities for things to happen. It's the deciding factor of the word go. So imagine, you're at a car race and you're looking at that tree, right? You got the two cars and they're getting their tires all sticky and they're getting ready to go and they push the car back to the line. And the guy that controls the lights on that tree, he starts clicking them red, red, yellow, yellow, yellow. And in your brain, you're going, the next one's green and I'm on the gas. And it isn't happening. It's not happening. And now you're getting impatient. And you getting impatient makes your car impatient. When your car is impatient, it's more likely to break down, or you're going to make a big error. You're going to jump the light. You're going to hit the gas too much, and the car is going to come up and flip, and it's going to go tumbling down the racetrack. Well, that's really what everybody came to see. But we have to understand that nothing is going to happen, and this ties back into your World War III comment, Patriot. It isn't going to give the last green light until it identifies a World War III event has started. Started.
You're talking about the Atom AI is not going to give the green light.
Right. It doesn't give the green light that allows the five people to hit the switch, shut off the stock market, launch the EBS, and then everything goes from there. So
So
they're
right up
waiting.
until that precipice.
So anything and everything can happen up into that point. But it goes right back to your point about Israel being last. Like you said, it was the most corrupt. It had the most child trafficking. It had the most evil, even to the point where Netanyahu is on video. And I haven't validated this video, but he basically says we're out to kill everybody in the world and save it all for us. Well, that's that Zionist
mentality, yeah.
Cabal mentality.
Mm-hmm.
That's been their goal.
Zionist supremacy. They're very open about that. They're very, mm-hmm. They don't hide that.
That was your Klaus Schwab, who's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
It's interesting how many people on that side are now dropping off.
Isn't it?
It's being reported they're jumping out of buildings. You know, they're mysteriously dying, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's code to let us know they've been taken out of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Now, oh, sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Oh, okay. So I was just curious. Could you talk a little bit more about the 34 satanic sites that you mentioned? And also you mentioned that during the, you know, when the EBS gets triggered during this 10 days of darkness, I would imagine very similar to the way that the military operated during the height of COVID, that they, you know, when everybody was locked down and basically in their homes, they were super operational. Most people didn't even realize it at the time. Most of it was happening, you know, overnight. I mean, I know Derek Johnson's talked quite a bit about that. And there have been many people who have gone into a great amount of detail about how the military used the cover of COVID to, well, in essence, to launch a bunch of different operations. So similarly, are we talking about like this is really just going to be the coup de grace moment, you know, when the lights go off, when everything shuts off during these 10 days of darkness is when they're going to do all of these mop up operations. Is that my understanding? Is that correct? What you had just kind of laid out?
Are 100% correct. Right now, there's the number they're putting out there is 500,000 sealed indictments. Every mm-hmm. single indictment can have up to 99 people.
Yes.
If yes. I got your calculator, and let's just say that 10%. So that's 10. So what's 10 times 500,000? That's 5 million people
mm-hmm.
that have to be taken out,
mm-hmm.
or let's just say taken up.
Yeah, and these are mostly, I would imagine, at this point, mid-level type people, because the big wigs have all been taken out behind the scenes already.
These are the minions.
The minions.
Yeah, these would be, if we were comparing it to terms we've heard, you know, these are the field agents. These are the corporals and the sergeants.
Okay, gotcha.
They've already got the lieutenants and the captains and the generals and all those people. Matter of fact, I just saw an announcement in my intel report where they just took down several brigadier generals from the deep state. Yeah, they were trying to escape, and they were on a helicopter, and they shot the helicopter down. So it's not like they don't know who these people are or where they're at. They're permanently locatable at any moment in time. They know where they're at every single moment of the day.
All of these 5 million people are potentially up to 5 million people.
Well, that's just on 10%. Let's take that up to 50%. So that means 50 people in the 500,000 indictments each. We're now at 25 million people.
Now, is this just in the U.S. alone?
No, this is around the world.
Around the world. Okay.
Remember, so these indictments are international too.
Okay. Good to understand that. Yeah.
Right. Because he's a commander in chief and he's in control of everything. So the military has international control. That's why every agency with a three letter moniker is under Global White Hat Military Alliance control. Okay. Nothing has evaded this time and what's taking place. But you have to have an endpoint. And of course, Israel has always been held as the end in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was there. I was at Megiddo. In Israel.
I was in Israel years ago. Yeah, I went to Jerusalem and Haifa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful.
So very interestingly, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but right. When I was there, one of the gentlemen that was there with us, he went on a special little adventure and was shown that Israel had discovered the largest deposit of oil in the world. And that it was so big, if you can imagine like a balloon, and it's underneath the ground. And the balloon is so big that there's straws coming up, two straws coming up. And at the very top of the straw are these little pools. And that's what the Saudis and the other countries are tapped into, just these little pools at the top. Well, the prophetic word that came on that was there's going to be this great shaking and the straws are going to break. So when the straw breaks, there's no way for the oil to come up to the pools anymore. And that would enrage the Middle Eastern countries, and that's why they would invade Israel,
Oh, okay.
try to take it back.
I see. All right.
So in Revelations, when it talks about the horses being, up to their neck in, they called it blood. Well, blood looks very similar to oil when you look at it in a glass or a cup, and it was oil. So the ground literally was running, filled with oil. Well, what have we come to learn? I've posted on this, and I didn't get a very welcome response, but it's all been factually proven. Matter of fact, the description of what I just reported to you, I posted on, and 2 days earlier, I actually found a scientific paper written that had the exact same picture, Patriot. I about fell out of my chair. I mean, I hadn't told anybody about it, but it's a self-renewing resource in the earth. It's not fossil fuel. JP Morgan lied to the world.
Imagine
So
that.
they could control us with the price of oil. That's how they created wars. That was, a lot of their way of hiding wars. And then they were able to use the oil to make pharmaceuticals and other products for the industry. So they basically figured out how to lie to all of us and get us to buy into it. That was a scarce and limited quantity resource. It's not. The earth just makes it all by itself.
Kind of like gold.
Very much like gold. Gold's the same way. And I tied both of them together. So as we go through this, gold gets revalued, oil gets revalued. And I see oil back down to 35 cents a gallon. Why? Because we're never going to run out. And it was the petrodollar that enabled them to hide it. You see that, you see the old pictures of the guy with his little gas station in Saudi, and there's a road, and there's this little gas station, and he's out there washing off the ground with the gasoline from the hose because it was cheaper than water. Hello. And
We
we
can
have
talk
so
to you
much
about
water.
everything.
Yes. There's so much
Absolutely
water
everything.
in the earth. I
My
mean,
goodness.
the most important, well, I shouldn't say the most important, but technology is going to replace oil.
Oh, for sure.
So
Absolutely.
we're only going to need to use oil for a certain amount of time, but it isn't going to be this locked up commodity that we don't have access to. Now, in the short term, what does that do? If you can drive your Ford 350, with the 39-inch tires and everything else that gets 6 miles to the gallon, and a gallon of gas only costs you 35 cents, you're going to be driving that truck all over the place.
Oh yeah, at those prices, you bet.
So people will become very, very mobile at that point. It kind of takes us back to the days in the 60s and the 70s when you went on vacation, you drove. I remember my mom, so much money went for gas. And she charted the gas mileage every place we went at 35 cents a gallon. And I'm looking back going, what a waste of time. But when you only made $2 an hour, it made a big difference.
Yeah.
And when you had taxes at 50%, it took away your vacations, as we talked about before.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So.
All right. Well, that was a great response to that. So let's just kind of touch upon a couple other subjects really quickly, and then we can kind of get into the meat and potatoes, talk a little bit about Zimbabwe. Well, maybe more than just a little about Zimbabwe and where we're headed with gold-backed currency. So we covered Israel. I guess there are a couple other. I mean, there's obviously Ukraine's a big hot spot. You and I have talked a little bit behind the scenes about Taiwan, and I think we're kind of at least from what I could gather on the same page in terms of thinking that at a certain point we're going to see some action in Taiwan. As a matter of fact, I was a bit surprised because I thought that Taiwan was going to be the next scene in the pantomime before Israel, and so that kind of threw me off a little bit. What do you see happening on the, in those two theaters? Is it kind of similar in a sense of, the comments you made about Israel, or do you think that there's some points you want to make about each one of those scenarios?
This is what I would say. Right now, I believe because time is so short, because we lost a lot of time. Remember, the XRP buyback was supposed to happen first, then Nisara, then Jisara. Everything got consolidated into one program. So that consolidation created instability in the timeline. And that's why little hiccups have caused bigger delays. Okay. We needed to see Iran, or I should say Iraq, able to revalue their currency. When did that happen? March 30th, March 31st. Trump did not sign that executive order. What was it? 13308, something like that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And
The president
he was the first president who didn't, he refused to sign it.
used to sign it, and rightfully so. He had to, because if he had signed it, then Iraq could not come out with the improvement of their currency. Okay. And that has many implications. Going through the RV and Redemption Center, et cetera, humanitarian projects, because now they've noted that the dong and the Iraqi dinar are being included in the bond program. And we can talk about that in a little bit. But
Sure. Yeah.
okay, so number one, Trump had to refuse to sign the executive order. He did that March 31st. Then what needed to happen? Zimbabwe needed to have their currency backed by gold. That happened on April 5th. Okay. So these things are happening in the background. But I already believe that because of that timeline, China's already been dealing with Taiwan. It just isn't making it into the narrative. I've got intel that just came out the other day from somebody who is in Israel saying nothing's going on. I've got other people reporting to me. They're identifying the videos and the clips are from times in the past. And anything that they're. Go ahead.
Did you see in the mainstream media just I think it was CBS News just put out a big report about nightlife in Ukraine and how nightlife is thriving in Ukraine, and they were showing all these pictures of people in bars dancing and having a good time, and it was just like, I
Wait a
mean,
minute.
wait a second. I thought the whole country was being wiped out. I thought there were, all the men were gone, and all the women were, being fleeing the country and all of this sort of thing. And it's just, you see stuff like that and you go, wait a second. How much of this is actually theater? And it's like it's really difficult because you never really, at least I have a hesitancy to want to say,
That's the truth.
okay, go ahead.
And that's the narrative right there. So there's this big long area. How come I can't come into the picture? Okay.
There we
So
go.
here's the truth. Here's the truth. And then here's the narrative right here. So 99% is narrative. 1% is truth. They still have to show the truth. So your nightlife going on. That's the truth. See, even the cabal does that. The first thing they have to do is tell the truth, and then they tell the lie. Because they believe by doing so, they avoid fate, karma.
Karma, yeah, their
They don't
karmic
forget,
return.
right? So they think that, oh, I just give a little bit of the truth, and then I do this. Then we'll be okay. We're covered.
I'm
How
sorry, I
does
didn't
it?
mean to derail the conversation about
No.
Taiwan, but it just popped into my head that when you said that in Israel, people were reporting nothing was happening. And I was kind of saying that, I'm always hesitant to say, when we're hearing about a war and we're seeing all this footage of, the war zone and people being killed and all these things, for me to say that it's not real before I actually know. It's like I don't want to say that, but there's a part of me that's beginning to question more and more how many of these supposed wars are actually even going on.
Well, think of the sheer amount of video footage. that they have. Let's just say going back 20 years.
Right. Yeah.
It's so easy to just grab a little clip and drop it in and say, this is what's happening now. Now, if you hadn't seen that little clip and have a memory like an elephant, you're just going to buy into the narrative. But if you truly understand what's going on and see, and this is part of the reason why they don't want everybody to know. They're not trying to create a reaction in people to where they activate. It's kind of like I heard an interview the other day from
That's
someone
interesting.
who's very well esteemed, and he was basically trying to indicate that we needed to create an uprising. That's not the case. That's the lie. That's from the pit of hell. They know what they're doing. God is
That's
100% in.
exactly what the enemy wants. That's like giving
Exactly.
them what they want on a silver platter for us to start attacking each other.
Exactly. And
Or
that's not.
even for us to, to take up arms. And I've said right from the beginning that, if ever that became a necessity, that we would do the same thing our forefathers did. But ultimately, that's what this whole plan has been trying to avoid that. That's what this has been all about, is being.
We have to control this right here. Our mind. There's a great book out that was written a long time ago. It was called The Battlefield of the Mind. If you can't control your mind, you can't control your environment. You can't control what you're going to do tomorrow because you're going to let that dictate to you. But see, that's what they're trying to avoid. But if they can give just enough information to keep people distracted, Patriot, then all operations can continue without anybody even blinking an eye.
And we often forget that it's a, I mean, we know it is, but I think sometimes we forget that it's a military operation, and that's exactly what has to happen, is that, because people, I mean, let's just be honest, people are, and you see it all the time in the comments, you'll probably see it in the comments of this video, you see it everywhere. People are angry, people are frustrated, and they're all types of stuff, because they're sick of being lied to. They're sick of, I mean, because we know the awakened that we're being lied to. We know that this is all a show, right? But that I think that's also the very thing that's driving people crazy, is because they're just so sick and tired of living in the lie and living in the deception. But that's where you really have to, I think it was like Derek Johnson talks about, like, put on your ball cap or whatever, uses some sort of a catchphrase to say, you got to remember that it's a military operation, and you can't look at a military operation through civilian eyes and expect to really understand and appreciate what's playing out and why. In other words, like, we're applying a certain set of standards and principles and even morality to a scenario that's really it's a war.
Well, and
And
here's my
the way
analogy.
that, go ahead.
Cut yourself 24 inches of string. Lay it down on the table away from you. Now start pushing on the end closest to you. And keep pushing and keep pushing and see how much pushing you have to do before the end of that string even moves.
You have to get all the way to the other end,
You have
practically.
to get all the way to the other end. And look at all the energy that you just expanded. Where could you have used that more productively? Being with the father, being with your friends, not talking about these things, not expelling that information, but conserving it. Why? Because then you're giving the true essence of yourself to those that are around you. And then everything takes care of itself. And you didn't lose all that opportunity. I mean, I've lost both my parents now in just a little over 2.5 years. I'm not going to get that time back. They're gone. Now, it's better that they're gone now than to have to deal with what's coming because they're very simple people. But,
I
you
worry about
know,
that with my folks too, because they're elderly. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
and especially if they're on the other side of the narrative, believing, you know, things that they've been told, then they've, in their mind, separated from us. And we know that there are so many families out there that have become subject to that.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of like you and I talking in the beginning. This is your ability to take a vacation. It's too much. You're not supposed to bear all this. So just step back. Let it take its course. It's going to be over sooner than you think. You're going to be much better for it. What? You can start that exercise program you want. You can start walking with your spouse at night. You can start doing all those things that you've been,
Well, it's
taking time away.
it's interesting you say that because, I mean, I've been so focused, and I don't want to make this about me. Well, I'll make this point, and then we'll move on. But I've just been so.
I think you're making a general comment for
Yeah,
most people.
I guess in general, I think probably my situation applies to many people out there, which is like when you first wake up and you first start to realize that you've been lied to about everything, and you're just like a sponge. All you want is more and more and more information. It's like data, data, data. Give me more. Give me more. And I can remember, back in 2021 into 2022, even towards the end, I think something shifted in me, I think right around the midterms in 2022. But recently, I've gotten to that point where I realized that I have to disconnect to a certain degree from all of the theater, because it does really sap a lot of your energy. And it's like when you're in a position of running a show, a podcast, and trying to, provide analysis to people, it's like, all these things are happening, so you feel like compelled to do a show and to analyze it and all that stuff. But I think recently the Lord's kind of been speaking to me in a different way and saying, look, we're getting towards the end here, and a lot of crazy things are going to happen. Things have been happening all along, but there does come a point where you need to, you need to find that baseline again. You need to, and ultimately, it requires a certain level of disconnect from all of the chaos, all the madness out there. But it's really hard to do. That's the other thing. It's like, we're all like moths to a flame because we're every single day we're waking up. And I think in the back of our minds, we're all asking ourselves, is today going to be the day? Even though that may not be a conscious thought, I think we've all been, anticipating now for such a long time. But there is something to be said for just seeking peace. And seeking peace in the Lord, like you said, spending time with the Lord, and for me, spending time with my family, quality time with my kids, just going outside, enjoying life. And it's just amazing how easy it is to forget about all that stuff when you're in the course of this war. But I'm really, and I resonate a lot with what you're saying about that. And I think it's really important, for folks to give themselves the ability to do that and the freedom to do that. So okay, well, why don't we get into what folks really want to hear about, which I think is the what's happening on the de-dollarization front with gold and silver. Why don't we start with gold and silver and just talk about, because since the last time you and I sat down for a conversation, we've seen some major action with both gold and silver. Now there's been quote unquote corrections, or whatever it is, the terms you would know better than me. But there's been a little bit of a correction, but for the most part, it seems like precious metals are surging forward. And this, of course, is happening as the BRICS alliance is expanding. The de-dollarization initiatives are just picking up steam with every passing day. So tell us about, when this first started happening, because I think it was like 5 consecutive or 6 consecutive days in a row, gold hit all-time highs and then silver started to move. What's your read on all that? And, give us your breakdown on, what's that indicative of? And we can kind of segue into Zimbabwe and sort of where we're at right now in terms of the QFS, Nisara Jisara.
Okay, here's what we need to know. Number one, all IRAs, retirement accounts, are 100% guaranteed, and the value is being mirrored onto the quantum financial system in an account for each person called a quantum access account. Okay, so you have the QFS, and think of that as the black box. Inside of that is an account called a quantum access account with your name on it. It reflects your current bank balance in real time, and it reflects the value of any retirement account that you have. What's not reflected? What you have in the stock market,
Stock market, yeah.
brokerage account, money market account, hedge fund, mutual fund. Those are not included. Those are all going to go away.
Oh, even money markets.
Well, money markets are not banks. They're not bank accounts. So if your broker puts you into a money market, they're putting it into an account that they hold, and they're not a bank. Now, if they are a bank and they can prove that it's a bank and it's covered by FDIC insurance, then it would be considered a legitimate bank. but they hold money market accounts and they hold CDs and other things that aren't a bank generated product, not covered. Okay.
All right.
The stock market is being run on an algorithm by the Global White Hat Military Alliance. Going back 6 months or more, the company that provides all of the market data, all the quotes, was one company. They terminated their contract with every broker dealer, every broker, every exchange around the world. They fired them all.
Now, this, say that one more time. This is the company that provided all the
All the data.
data.
So they would be receiving all the buy and sell orders, and they would be the ones that would be transmitting the pricing information, like Bloomberg. Bloomberg is the professional product that the hedge funds and the elite brokers use to place orders, buys and sells, and to get other market related data. They pay $30,000 for that terminal a year to have a connection to that data. The company that provides all that data terminated their contract, fired them all, and said, "You cannot no longer use our data." Who's controlling that? Global Military White Hat Alliance. So how does the market function if they can't use the data? Because there's no other source that can provide data. Well, they're all out of business primarily.
So they are they just capping the data? They're just saying we're not providing any more data, or are they still producing the data, but they're just not sharing it with Bloomberg?
No, who's providing the data now? The Global White Hat Military Alliance and an algorithm.
Ah, okay.
Instead of allowing an independent
I
service,
get you. All right.
they're now directing the pricing detail. Is it real? No, it's not. It's an algorithm. So they program it. It's probably running, Adam is probably orchestrating all of the information. Okay. They've already taken over the New York Stock Exchange, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, and all other global markets. So they're not running independently by the cabal. State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard, they owned 88% of the S&P 500. Not anymore. All of their assets have been seized. They're all bankrupt. So you can see, again, it's part of an illusion. But it's important because number one, it doesn't bring any panic or fear into the market. There's no running on the banks, even though there's people out there saying, "Get your money out of the bank, get your money out of the bank." No, it's already being mirrored on the quantum financial system. They've got it covered. That's why they're controlling the markets. So the cabal couldn't crash Wall Street, which they've done several times, right?
You bet.
So that can't happen. And that's what people need to understand. It's a fake narrative put out by people to instigate fear, false evidence appearing real. If the retirement accounts are guaranteed the value, they can't take Apple from $150 down to 25 to create a spectacle and then turn around and reimburse them for the difference. It wouldn't be fair to you and me. So they're holding up the market. They've been pushing the market up, pushing the market up. Why? Because there are still players that are using fiat currency. See, the stock markets around the world don't operate on 100% gold-backed currency, gold asset-backed currency. They operate on fiat money.
Right.
Well, the moment Trump signed us into the BRICS Accord, which was back on the 11th of April, kind of interesting, 411. Information number, right? When you needed information, you dialed 411. Well, now flip it around, 11.4.
Oh, as in the war manual?
So we've had 11.3, we've had 11.4, 11.5, 11.6, last 11.7.
Now, let me ask you about that, because I've heard that I'd heard it said that Trump, I can't remember if it was from you or if it was from another source, that Trump had, I think that the way that you had said it just now, has signed us on to the BRICS Accord. Is that, I think those are the
Yes.
words that you had used. Where did you get that information? Because I couldn't personally find that, and I was very curious to, to see if I could dig up any, kind of
I can provide that to you, but I got it from my intel source.
Okay.
So I vetted it. It's factual. But see, that's still part of the narrative. Every 200, all 209 countries signed on to BRICS in 2020.
So
Now,
BRICS really is JSARA. It's
BRICS.
the public rollout, right? Okay.
Right. It's all tied together. See, we can't step away from a Luciferian deep state cabal, Khazarian mafia, fiat fractionalized reserve banking system without leaving it. Everybody has to leave it because everybody's country has central banks. So they were all part of that plan. So once everybody signed on to that accord, they had to sign on to Jasar Nassar and they had to sign on to the BRICS Accord. You couldn't just pick what you liked. No, you had to be part of both. So that allowed the dollar to the fiat fractionalized dollar to be put to death, to end. And it
Very
had to be
interesting.
a complete separation. See, that's why everybody has to step over to the right. So the left can just be pushed away, just to die out, to be gone.
Interesting.
Okay? You can't turn something that's been defiled into not being defiled. See, and that's what the cabal learned. That's how they went after the Hebrew men in the Bible. What did it say? It said the harlots would come down at night and intermingle with the warriors, defile them, the Jewish men, the Hebrew men. So they've used that tactic forever, the honeypots and all kinds of different things. So
Nothing new under the sun.
in that case, right, and I heard this this narrative a long time ago from a very wise man. He said, Dave, it is easier to birth a new child than it is to raise the dead. And that's the dead. And what they've done is they've birthed a new child. That's BRICS. That's all the countries coming into accord. That's Nassara Jasara. That's the restoration, repatriation, the redemption, everything, all rolled into one
Wow.
to take care of everything.
Amazing. All right. Well, let's talk a little. I mean, since we're on gold and silver, why don't we just go ahead and dive into a conversation about Zimbabwe? I know that you just put out an amazing video where you broke it all down. And there's really, it was so detailed, quite frankly, that there wasn't a lot for me to really say, gee, I got to ask Dave about this or that, because, you really covered a lot in that video. You talked about and as a matter of fact, I think you and I had texted about this, that China agreed to provide interest-free loans to Zimbabwe, and it just so happened the number that I saw was 17.7 billion. Very interesting, to get the country out of debt, supposedly. But this was incredible, the most insanely inflated currency that we've ever seen somehow becomes the first gold-backed currency. So, were you anticipating that this was going to happen? Was this something that, I mean, I know that you said we were waiting for this, but did you know that it was going to be something that was, because I was surprised by this. Were your sources indicating that this was something that was imminent? Were you surprised by this? What was your first reaction when you heard about it?
Well, let me unpack that. Last year, I broke the code on the Zimbabwe bonds. The Lord revealed to me what the true price is.
A year ago.
Yeah, last year.
Wow. So you've been holding on to that information for a full year?
Well, no, not this information that I just revealed, but the final information.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well,
Okay.
what the bonds would ultimately be worth.
It ultimately be worth.
Okay.
Now, I was told I could not reveal that. And the reason for that was he had already placed into people's hearts and already knew what each person was going to be receiving. And that information would cause financial destruction for the people that received it because it would be altering the plan. So I haven't been able to reveal that final valuation, and I still can't. But what I was able to reveal was what was summarized by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe through their governor, and I just call him John, when he announced on April 5th, after Trump didn't sign the
executive
order. Okay, so you can see these, the dates lead to events, and the events continue to lead to new dates and new events. I knew this was happening because we had to get the Zimbabwe dollar to gold,
mm-hmm.
and it had not been announced yet. Now, see, when the EBS goes off, all countries are automatically 1-to-1 with the dollar. They're at par. The question is, what is par? And I pointed out in a couple of videos about the ZIM that the ZIM would not be valued as a dollar for dollar in the terms of how we would look at it, but the fact that the Asian elders came in, announced that they had bought all of the assets above the ground from Zimbabwe. And we'll stop right there. They bought all the assets above the ground. I just saw an interview with a gentleman just the other day. They're giving the land and homes to all the people in Zimbabwe. How could you do that as a country if it wasn't already paid for? You'd go bankrupt, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's the underlying connection right there. The Asian elders said that they bought all the assets above the ground. I posted on that way, way back. Here's the confirmation. They're now giving everybody these homes, and the reporters can't believe it. They think it's false. They think they're being duped. Like, wait a minute, you're saying everybody gets a home? The home they're in that they've been renting from the government? Yeah. Oh, and by the way, they get the land too. Oh my gosh. So again, you know, precept, precept, precept. Mm-hmm. Now we know that. The other thing they said is they were going to pick up the entire price tag, the cost of the entire meal, to buy back all the Zimbabwe bonds. The government isn't paying for it. In order to do that, the gold from the Asian elders had to be converted into a gold currency from Zimbabwe, right? The Asian elders aren't going to just run to the redemption center and say, hey, whatever it is, just charge us. No, they made it very clear that the Zimbabwe government was going to be paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the money being the gold being infused.
By the creation of the ZIG,
With the creation of the ZIG, right. Now, everybody got thrown off by that because you had to convert the ZWL, which is the legal three-letter name for the 2008-2009 Zimbabwe bonds. Now, there's a little history there, but I'll say as quickly as I can. While it's paper, it's not currency.
And we're talking about the ZWL now.
Right. When you have one of those $100 trillion notes, they call them notes, it's a bond. And it's a bond because it wasn't given as currency. They didn't print it as currency. They printed it as a bond to be able to back the country. And they were told that they would be giving land for it. And the third generation governor, three generations of corrupt governors that literally raped the finances of Zimbabwe away from the people.
Mm-hmm.
He never applied the land to the notes. So the notes went into the system, and when they didn't tie the land to it, that's when the deflation happened, and the value of the currency went down to where in 2014 to 2015, they were buying these back for $20 to $40 to $500 each. So they knew what was coming because they were working with the cabal. And there was an entire plan with these currencies, you know, the Bavarian, the Bolivar, Venezuelan Bolivar, and the Iraqi dinar, and the dong, Vietnamese dong, and the Zimbabwe bonds. They were going to use all of that to finance their corrupt purposes. And they were only going to give it to people that were going to be on their page.
This is like in their version of the reset that they knew that there was going to be.
Right.
They were going to have their own version of a redemption center, but they were going to pick winners and losers.
Correct. And if you stopped playing their game, then it would all be taken away. So this goes along with that analogy where they could just take your bank account. They could turn everything off. So if you wouldn't do what they told you to do, you lose it all. And this is how they were going to separate the elite from everybody else that would be happy and have nothing and own nothing.
Right.
Right. And it's kind of been that way because if you look at your mortgage, you're listed as a tenant, not an owner. So you're basically renting your house, even if you pay for it. But all that's changing. So we now come into the situation where we've got Zimbabwe and they've backed their currency 100% with gold. So now our Zim bonds are gold backed. They're bearer bonds, they're value bonds. They had to be redeemed. We're not exchanging, we're redeeming for redemption purposes. And it's very specific when we go into the redemption center, we have to describe what we're there to do. So what are you here to do, Patriot? You don't say, well, I'm here to exchange my Zim bonds. Literally, the hole opens up and you fall through the floor and you're disqualified, right? Or the dunking booth. The ball hits the little sign and you're all wet. No, the term is I'm here to redeem for redemption purposes my Zim bonds or my, actually, you would say my ZWL. You describe it by the name of the currency or the bond. And this is where they've been ton of misinformation.
Yeah, can you talk about some of that misinformation, because the media is having a field day with putting out all of the disinformation, and even inside of alternative media, I've seen a lot of conflicting narratives about.
Well, it's come out from the intel too. People are providing intel information. Now, some are tied to cabal. Some are tied to the White Hat military alliance. They're both trying to trip each other up constantly to create that confusion.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with confusion? Frustration, right? This was done on purpose because of the sting operations that were taking place. And they couldn't tell you this. They've signed non-disclosures. They can't reveal that information, but I'm not on non-disclosure. I have a 35 plus year background with my father being in law enforcement, plus all the extra years. I've seen it all, especially when you're dealing with forensics and the FBI and things like this. You learn about how people operate, how organizations operate. I catch them. And you and I were talking
about how they hide things. That's what forensics do, really.
Right, right. And how, accounting is an art, not a science. Mathematics is a science. A plus B has to equal X. And that's why it's the universal language. Everybody understands math. It's absolute. It either proofs or it doesn't.
Right.
Whereas in this scenario,
one language that doesn't lie, like you said, I've heard you say it.
Yeah, the one language that doesn't lie. You have to catch these bad people. And how do you catch them? You catch them with false scenarios. And part of the reason why they were disseminating this disinformation about dates and times and when things were going to happen was because this is how they catch the crooks. This is how they catch the people that are that have evaded warrants, evaded apprehension, like criminals on the run. And the way I described it was, well, what did they do in the old show Cops? They would create a scenario. They'd send out a letter to a criminal that they knew where they were. They would say, hey, gosh, John Smith, you've won a 27-inch color TV. Come on down to pick it up at Holiday Inn on Gateway and Park Street. And we're going to be available for you to pick that up Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. So they give them a really small time window. But they give them a Saturday because, that's when they want to get out of the house. And what do? They go, wow, honey. And everything in their brain says, go. They leave the house, they show up, they walk in the room, and the marshals apprehend him. Easiest way to apprehend a criminal in history. And it works over and over and over again, right? You show them the cheese, and then they can't resist, and then they come to want to get the cheese. And what happens when they apprehend them? Oh, gosh, I'm so glad it's over. I feel so relieved now. And they don't try to run. They don't try to struggle. They just give up. Because their brain can't process it. They're spinning out. So they were so excited to show up to get their prize. And then when they get their prize, they're spinning out. And they can't comprehend what's going on, and that's why they don't resist. They just take them into custody. And
that's going to be fascinating when that finally can come out, you know, when these the NDAs expire, we'll get so much more clarity, I think, in terms of what we've been witnessing. But, you know, even with the, you know, the talking about the you know, the ZWLs, I mean, a lot of folks are saying, "Oh, they're not going to be worth anything, or that there's not going to be any real redemption. There's not going to, I mean, there's a lot of that going on. I know that, you know, this because this is like your whole wheelhouse. You deal with this like all day, every day. I'm sure you see a lot of this. So I guess for folks out there, the question is like, how do they know whether or not the ZWLs, like the bonds that they have, if people are holding them? First of all, can you talk a little bit, because you and I have talked about this on a one-on-one basis, but we never talked about it on my show. How do they know which ones to buy? What are the right ones? I know you mentioned 2008, 2009. You've talked about Banknote World. And I know that, by the way, you don't get any, like Dave doesn't get any money for this. This is not, neither one of us get any kind of profit from talking about this, but I'm now that you put this information out there, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are very curious and, you know, asking themselves, well, how do I know what to get? Where do I go? What do I do? Can you talk a little bit about that? And then maybe we can also get into the humanitarian trusts and talk a little bit more about the redemption centers.
Well, first,
the process, really.
I would not, and again, I'm not paid to say this. I don't receive any compensation. It's not investment advice. It's for educational purposes only. I would not buy any currency from anywhere other than Banknote World. I've vetted them. I've looked at their product. They have a program called TAP, T-A-P. And it's where they authenticate each bill. And it comes in a plastic, sealed plastic. What do you call that? Shell?
Sheath or, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what the term is, but yeah. It's like a laminated piece of plastic. It's kind of.
I'll put up a picture and post underneath here so you can see what they look like. But that guarantees that it has not been altered. And then they give you all the security specs, et cetera. Okay. I would never buy anything on the internet from eBay or any other place. Why? Because there are thousands of counterfeits, thousands. And now China manufactured all these bills for Zimbabwe, for the Reserve Bank. And I believe that's how they got out into the public. Because remember, they were all cabal. Cabal was controlling everything. They were printing these things right up to the day that they turned it off and stopped using it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, right now the intel says that the most desirable are the 50 trillion and the 100 trillion notes. So you can go right to Banknote World, and I'll show you the pictures and post.
Actually, I can pull it up on the screen if you want. I can show people just really quickly what you're talking about here. Because I think.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, what I was going to say is there in the upper right hand corner, it says TAP. And then, you know, that's like the front view on the top, the back view on the bottom. And if you look in that blue strip in the center, it gives you all the security features. So it's telling you about the threads. Like move it to the right a little bit, and it says right there, orange UV serial numbers, fluorescent fibers, iridescent, and that tells you what it is. Okay, you won't see that on their used note. So don't buy a used note trying to save $10. Don't trip over pennies on the way to dollars. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different choices. I went and explored this website too. That's why I'm bringing this up, because I think some people will go to the website and they won't have any idea which ones to get. Some of them are a lot more expensive. Some of them are like damaged or some, you know. So I just
Well,
wanted to have you.
read what it says, Patriot, over there to the right. It says Zimbabwe. I'll read it. Zimbabwe, $100 trillion banknote, 2008, double A, P-91. That's just a reference to the quality of the note. Uncirculated. That's key. UNC. That's what you want right there. UNC. And then tap authenticated. So they're guaranteeing that that's an authentic bill. That's
That's
the only
never been
one.
in circulation. So that's really a key there, because you're not going to get, if you go to the redemption center, you're not going to get the same rate if you've got a used bill.
Well, and they buy, you know, they buy these back. So imagine the counterfeiters trying to produce them and then try to sell them to the dealers. They have to make sure they're not buying something that's counterfeit.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't, you know, me with my forensic background, I would only buy this right here. This would be my number one first choice. This is
Okay.
what I want.
Very good.
Now you saw the price, right? Right now, I think for another 4 hours, and maybe that time will expire by the time that this video gets put up, there's another 10% discount. It was as low as $110, people. So it's gone up over 100%. But that
It's
doesn't matter.
gone up, I think, a $30 since you put your video out.
Yeah, it was $179, and I checked it and I took a picture of it right before the video came out. And what is that, 30% increase already?
There you go.
You know, these things could go to $500. It's all based upon supply and demand. And supply, I mean, it isn't like they have an infinite supply. At some point, they will run out. Now, I'm not using that as inducement. I'm just saying, if you don't take advantage of what the Lord's leading you to do, then you might be late. But
Yeah,
don't
so
let
in essence,
price defer you.
absolutely. Yeah. If this is something you want to do, do it now. I'll just say, because as Dave is pointing out, time is limited. And ultimately it's, but I'm glad you talked about, I mean, well, so this has got a sort of a good segue here to talk about what these bonds are actually going to be used for, the lion's share of this money. Because, for those folks who didn't watch Dave's video yesterday, I'll put a link in the description so you can click on that and watch it, because you really need to. But I mean, this is just mind blowing. How much these things are going to be potentially worth, and what that money is going to be used for are the humanitarian initiatives. And this is where the trusts come in as well. So can you kind of connect the dots between the Zim bond, what they're going to be used for, and then ultimately, anything information that you feel like folks really should know? Because again, we get constantly bombarded with new information, but in terms of procedure, and the protocols at the redemption centers, and how they need to prepare, what they can do. Because again, this may not everyone is going to listen to this and say, okay, I'm going to go run out and get some. But there are going to be people. This is really a spiritual decision. It's whether it's what's in your heart, whether or not you want to make these types of decisions. But assuming that there are people out there listening, who are going to watch your video from yesterday and then hear this interview today and think to themselves, my goodness, I got to get on this fast. What do they need to know?
Well, there's two types of people. There's people that have been called and chosen, and those that haven't been. Now, when you hear this information, it's either going to resonate or it won't. And, you know, we're not here to judge anybody. We know that God has a calling. So when you lean to Him, if this resonates with you, you'll know what to do. But here's why. The proceeds, excuse me, that are coming from these bonds have an intent purpose. For humanitarian purposes. Somewhere between 5 to 20% of the proceeds on the bond, we get to keep for personal use, which means we can do anything with it we want. And we'll have access to it, 1% of it right up front, leaving the redemption center, the remainder after 90 days. Okay. So you can
And you
go.
said anywhere from 5 to 20%. And is that dependent upon the individual? Is that dependent upon the project, or is it still to be determined?
Let's say that You got $1 million. If it was up to 20%, then you'd get 200,000 of it, and 800,000 would be automatically applied to
The project.
either your humanitarian trust, if you use the template that I created and you have it completed before you walk into the Redemption Center, or you're going to give or gift that 95 to 80% to one of 17 national and international humanitarian projects that are already known. Okay. Here's the difference. There are people out there that don't resonate with running a humanitarian project. They're just after the 5 to 20%. I'm speaking right now to the people that it does resonate with, that have a calling on their life. They know it, but what's held them back? Money, resources. And that's why God has made all of this possible. See, it's not wealth because we didn't create it. And he said, I did it this way, Dave, so no man could ever say that he did it for themselves, even if he lived 100 lifetimes. Okay? So we can't call it wealth, we call it resources. So he's using those resources for us to work with him directly as a creator to guide us into those humanitarian projects. The trust template that I created allows us to document what is resonating with us in terms of what we would like to do. And I've said this before. I said this on Nick Fenneman's show. I said, Nick, I know that if you and I went out to dinner tonight and money was never an issue, and I asked you, what would you do for mankind? We'd have a 4-hour dinner. And it's true. If you took money out of the equation, and this is what God's doing, he's taking money out of the equation, he's already put it in your heart, and what would you do? Now, it doesn't have to be saving the world. It could be as simple as, I want to make sure that the elderly in my neighborhood have transportation to go to the doctor. In this case, it'll be the med bed centers. They can get to the store for groceries. Well, what do you need for that? You're going to need a van. You're going to need assistance and scheduling and doing all these different things. Maybe that only amounts to $1 million. Well, irregardless of any of these bonds, if you present the template at the Redemption Center, it's already been indicated that expect $1 million. And if you prove worthy in managing that money according to the compliance requirements, it can open up the door to up to $8 billion.
And this is for people who aren't even holding bonds, right? Or
For
currency.
people that don't have any of these currencies or bonds, just for completing the template. I mean, it's like, I mean, it's one of those moments where you watched NCI, right? The show
NC.
NCI, where they investigated the
Oh,
military.
NCIS?
Yeah, or NCIS, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some.
And the guy would walk up behind DeNozzo and give him a smack in the head. DeNozzo, what are you doing? I mean, it's like one of those moments. You know, Patriot is giving you one of these behind the head saying, why aren't you going to do it? Why would you not want to participate? Literally being told, expect $1 million. And the reason why is because there's so much money. I mean, Tier 3, which is one of the groups, had 30,000 participants that were going into exchange with the Zimbons. More than 50% were deemed nefarious and taken away. There's 600,000 bank accounts right now that have been seized. And the moment the EBS goes off, the value of that currency gets transferred back into the humanitarian projects. So all these Kabbalist companies that have already been seized, Wall Street companies, et cetera, everything that they have has already been taken.
And it goes into humanitarian.
Goes into humanitarian. Why? Because we have to rebuild our countries.
We sure do.
And I won't go into how we're going to do that, but I just got off my point here. But with the Zim bond, okay, the 50 trillion and the 100 trillion are the most desirable.
Yes.
And I look at it and I say, why buy 50 when you can buy 100? They're about the same price, but why do I need two pieces of paper when I can have just one? And that's, you know, that's the highest value that there is. Now, I told you about April 5th when the governor of Zimbabwe came out and announced the gold backing. At the same time, in their press release, they gave the valuation for exchange. And as I told Patriot before we started, I waited 17 days and I was just, you know, like chewing my fingernails off, going, Lord, when can I put this out there? Because he wasn't restricting me from putting that out there. And he goes, just wait, Dave, just wait. So I waited 17 days, and of course we know what 17 is. And it was like on day 15, I'm like, Lord, they're not going to put anything out. There's nobody out there that even cares enough to do the math. He goes, go. So I started working through all the math and putting it all together. And I put that video out there with the slides, breaking it all down and how you calculate it. And of course, because I couldn't tell Patriot what the price was, what was the area of valuation that I said to you?
You said it was in the air in the millions.
Right, but I kind of gave you a number and I said, well, you know, it's kind of in this range.
You want me to say the number?
Sure, go ahead.
50 million.
Okay. So
Now
that's what
tell
I said to
people.
him.
Yeah, now tell people what happened after the drum roll. I mean, you got to watch the video, folks.
I
You
know.
got to watch it, but
I mean,
go
I almost don't want to spoil it.
ahead.
But 2 days before, I put out a slide and I said that it had been confirmed to be greater than 3.75 million. Because I want to see what people were going to do with that. Right? Because what has everybody said? Oh, they're worthless. They're never going to be anything. This isn't going to happen. And even on all the dealer sites, it says, this is novelty. We, in our opinion, we never see, excuse me, it being worth anything. Now, that's part of the narrative. Why? Because otherwise people would rush to buy them.
Even at Banknote World, they have like a, you know, I mean, but that's understandable too from a legal standpoint. A disclaimer though, but you know, it's all just a collector's item. It's just a novelty item. You know, it's kind of like they lead you to believe that you're just buying a really cool looking souvenir,
Well, and it
basically.
pertains to gifting too. So if they give it a value of zero and you gift it to somebody, there's no increase in value. It's still zero in their hands, the basis. Now, again, if you're that person that has that calling, then you know. Okay. But here's what happened. I'm trying to get this video done and I'm thinking, oh, is this going to be a little short video? But see, they confused everybody in the press release on the 5th of April, purposefully. So people's brain, and it happened to me too. I'm going, wait a minute, I got to go from the ZWL, then I've got to convert it to the ZIG price, and then I got to take it from the ZIG price to convert it to USD. And of course, 1-to-1 isn't 1-to-1. That's why the ZIG is in the middle, right? Because I always said it's on the value of the gold. And that's the value, that's how the ZIG is determined. It's determined based upon the price of gold, an ounce of gold. So I had to go through all the computations myself. And of course, the natural part of doing math is, oh, it's too hard, I'm just going to give up. Oh, I can't get it to balance, it doesn't make any sense. That's not me. I'm the kid that grew up saying, hey, wait a minute, I know there's a pony in this room somewhere. Because there's a big pile of you know what. And I'm going to find that pony. Well, being a forensic expert, I just continue to drill down and break it down to its easiest point to understand so I could teach it to a third grader. Because it is really that simple once you know the formula. And that's what I present in the video, is the formula. Enter this number, determine this number, and you don't have to go figure it out. You just have to go to one of the websites I included in the link, and it gives you the number every single day. Well, I even made it easier. I post it every day on my website. In my Twitter site, @ XRP Lion, LION number one. So I'm not trying to turn everybody into a dissemination point. I'm created the point where you can point people to if they want to question it. Mm-hmm. They can watch the video. I mean, math is math. It doesn't lie. And I waited 17 days to see what people were going to do with it, Patriot, and nobody picked it up. So that told me nobody else was supposed to pick it up.
Well, it also tells you too how susceptible people are to the FUD, the propaganda, that as soon as they hear something, oh, that's not going to be worth anything. It's like our brains are so trained to be cynical, you know what I mean? Because that's the world that we've lived in. We've been lied to about everything, and it's like, I think that we're still seeing, and this is sort of branching off to another area we don't have to get into, but kind of the breakdown of the MK Ultra programming that they've just heaped on us for literal generations at this point. And still people have that tendency to just believe instantly what they hear, especially if it's something, negative or cynical, without actually going and doing a little bit of research on their own. It's incredible, because if you do that, I mean, there's already, I was actually just playing around today, just searching the internet just to see, aside from the information you put out, whether I could, come to any, find any websites that talked about conversion rates and ZIG and currency calculators. And it's like, it's already out there. I'm not suggesting it's all accurate. I think everyone should go with the links that you've provided, because you're actually tying it directly to the goal. But I mean, the information, the point I'm making is the information is out there, and yet so many people just don't want to believe it.
Can you put up the slide with the $3.75 million? On the $100 trillion note?
Oh, yeah. Let me just pull up. Let me go back to before it's news here. I think I still have it up. Yeah. And again, folks, you got to go check this out. I think it's still trending in probably the top five. It should be anyway at this point. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
One with your followers.
Yeah, well, it should go back up to number one. That's where it belongs.
So this. So move your cursor over the $100 trillion M note. And what did I say? You got to know what you hold. 3.75 million. Well, this was a little test. I posted this 2 days before I released the video. Go up in the upper right-hand corner. I put a little blue box around three more zeros. That's how many zeros you have to add.
It's hard to believe, folks, but my goodness. I mean, you got to watch the video. Dave breaks it all down. So we're talking about one of these things, and this is based upon the current valuation of gold.
That's based upon the exchange that they have provided us with the information on. And this is actually what's called the in-country rate. See, people don't understand there's three rates. There's an in-country rate, which is entirely for
this all right here, actually.
Yep. Entirely for the local people to help them during the exchange. Now, they were given 21 days to get their currency deposited into the bank. At the end of 21 days, they actually gave them a few more, but at the end of April 30th, the in-country rate is no longer valid. Now, if any of you have watched my Redemption Center videos and where I talk about the protocols, there's specific language that we have to use at the redemption center when we redeem our bonds or we exchange our currencies or we don't get it. We have to show them what we have and what we're saying that we know. We're just not walking in with this funny money that we bought at Goodwill or somebody gave it to us years ago and we never believed in it anyway. So that value in this video that's shown, and I give you an entire week of the pricing, that just covers the in-country rate. We haven't even talked about the international rate. We haven't talked about the contract rate. Now, the contract rate is going to be given at the Redemption Center for the people that know. And I'm not saying you know the price. I'm just saying you know that there's a contract rate.
And the contract rate has to do directly with the humanitarian trust.
Correct. And this is why they're paying so much more. Let me repeat that. This is why they're paying so much more. Because 80 to 95% of it has to be used on humanitarian projects.
Mm-hmm.
You can contribute it to other projects. You can use it for your projects. But the key is you control it. So would you rather walk in with one of these, just trying to grab some fast cash, or basically saying, God, I don't want to be part of your plan. I'm just all about myself. Just want to get what I want.
They're going to give you the lowest rate they can.
You're going to get the lowest rate. Why? Because they're going to realize it.
Now, do they have discretion? So they have discretion then. When we say they, we're talking about the individuals who are going to be the Redemption Center guides, I believe is the term.
Yep, they do.
And they have discretion in turn. And how wide is their range of discretion? Do you have any idea? I mean, is it like, do they have like only a couple of different rates that they can go with and they decide? Or do they just have like carte blanche to make a decision of what they're going to give each individual person?
Well, that's why when you watch the Redemption Center video with regards to the protocols and you download the PDF that I put together outlining the protocols, you also get the script. So you know how to direct your speaking so that they know that you understand. It's not imperative that you know the rate. It's imperative that you're able to say to them, after they tell you the rate, that you're asking for the higher of the special or contract rate. That turns on the lights and they say, oh, this person's educated. They then have to give you the higher of the special or contract rate.
Now, if somebody comes in there and they're just a buffoon and they're like, oh, I got this money and I just want to, you know, I want to.
What's it worth? What's it worth? How much can I get?
Yeah. Then they're basically just going to.
You might get the in-country rate. You might get something less.
Okay.
There's no guarantee.
Guarantees.
Why? Because they know you're not educated. And right up front, when you first walked in, they looked at whatever currency you had, they validated it to make sure it was authentic. They asked you if you had a humanitarian initiative trust. And if you said no, that was their answer right there. They didn't even have to ask you. So they're doing this all up front in the pre-screening.
Gotcha.
By law enforcement, before you even go to station one, which is to see the condition of your heart. If you have a pure heart, a good heart, you're not harboring resentment or bitterness. So they're going to make sure they know everything about you already. But see, this is what I've been told. And I know this because God made it very, very clear. Someone sent me a picture of the Schumann resonance when it first went off. And this was, I believe it was June of last year. And the moment I looked at the picture, this is what the Lord said to me. He said, Dave, as of this day, I have begun to scan hearts. Now, what's the Schumann resonance all about? It's about the resonance and energy that comes from within the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It was stopped. It was stopped the moment they took us off of the solar calendar. 1582, the Catholic Church, the Pope, took us off the solar calendar, which was the Julian calendar, and put us onto the Gregorian calendar.
Mm-hmm.
That disconnected us from the resonance of the universe. And it stopped the resonance from being emitted from the earth. God turned it all back on. That's why people are having a hard time sleeping. They're having a hard time focusing. They're having blurred vision. They have a whole host of physical symptoms.
A lot of people have ringing in their ears too.
Ringing in the ears, exactly. My left ear rang constantly from the day I came onto Twitter on April 3rd, 2021. And now it did that until late last year, and now it's just intermittent. I
I've
know
had
now,
the ear thing for a long time, actually, going back several years. Yeah.
almost to the point where you don't even hear it anymore.
Yeah. You get used to it. You just and unless you actually think about it, you don't even hear it.
Right. But think about it. When he started that residential tone coming back up through the earth, what happens when we're grounded to the earth? It comes right through us. So what better way to, I'll use the word scan people, to know their heart from our resonance? It's a vibration.
Absolutely.
And that vibrational code is what's going to go on to our Quack account, our QFS card. And there no two resonances are the same. So Patriot can get his card at the Redemption Center. He can take his family to the mall for Chinese food or sushi or anything else, and then a nice little shopping trip. And he can leave it at the counter and no one can use it. He goes back and they say, no, I don't know what happened to it. He just pays a $25 fee and they issue him a brand new card. So there's no worries about having our identity stolen or our money stolen out of our Quack account. And you don't have to do anything to get this. There's a whole lot of scammers out there saying, oh, you got to create a QFS account. You got to move your digital assets into a quantum financial system account. No, you don't.
Totally bogus.
Totally bogus.
I've been responding to some comments on that recently because there's been a huge uptick in that. And you've got scammers posing as you. I mean, heck, I've got your people, the scammers posing as you coming in my videos and leaving comments there. But yeah, if you see anything like that, folks, anyone telling you got to sign up for the QFS, you got to create an account or anything, it's a scam. It's a scam. Don't even question it.
You don't do anything. It
I'll
was
tell you.
already created for you. It's taking care of everything. And you're only going to need to show up at the Redemption Center in order to claim it. That's it. That's it. So if you
Beautiful.
have an IRA and it has gold in it or precious metals and, stocks and bonds and everything else, all that's guaranteed. And that value is on the quantum financial system, which operates in 5D. That's where it's protected. That's why the cabal couldn't get to it. They couldn't hijack it. They couldn't counterfeit it. Because you can't counterfeit something that wasn't created here. It was created there. So rest assured, it's all protected. Don't listen to people that say, oh, no, you got to move it. You got to move it. You got to move it. No, you don't. What they're not saying is it's really the brokerage portion that you got to move. But they can't say it. So they're trying to create fear in that narrative. Just leave it alone. When that day comes and they shut the markets off, there's going to be a market crash, and those values are locked in because they have a valuation at a date. You get the value in cash. You don't get the asset. All that goes to the White Hat Military Alliance. Now, if it's stocks, it's worthless because we're not going to have a stock market. Because it's a defiled system. It's a cabal system. It's gold, precious metals. That goes to the U.S. Treasury, which is the new boss for the entire precious metals business. There won't be dealers. There won't be middlemen. They're all going out of business and they know it. They just can't say so. And I'm not saying anything derogatory about that, but they have a reason to liquidate and help other people buy gold, especially if it's going into a retirement account, because that's protected, right? I don't want to hold it personally. And here's why I don't want to hold it personally,
Then
because
it's retail, right?
it's retail and it gets reindexed down
Yep.
after a certain point in time.
Was it
So
30 days, I think, after the EBS, you
3
said?
days after the EBS. So this is the if there was a need and a desire to hold gold versus cash in your bank account, because they're both the same, right? They're both at par. Just know if you decide to buy gold, you're helping someone like Patriot. Because he's working with somebody who's selling gold into IRAs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 401ks, IRAs, they roll
That's a
over.
good thing because that contributes to his ability to maintain his platform, to produce content. I mean, it costs a lot of money to do this. I gave up everything to do this. I haven't had an income since before April 3rd of 2021.
I just wish I could do it full time. You know, that's the thing I'm contending with. My audience knows very well, but I have a full time job and, you know, I'm still doing the podcast. I'd love to be able to do that. And of course, you know, I think hopefully the time is not far off when I'm going to have that opportunity to do exactly that. But yeah. So
So it's
with
a
the
service. We're doing a service.
Indeed. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the way I look at it. And I only present my audience with opportunities that I think make sense to them. And I've turned down, believe me when I tell you folks, I don't talk about it on the air, but I've turned down more than I've accepted in terms of, you know, affiliates and partners and things along those lines, because I'm not in this to make money. I'm in this to try to help people. Ultimately, that's my goal. So let me ask you a couple
One
of
more
questions.
thing. Let me hold that question real quick.
For sure.
One more thing to close out gold, just on this topic.
Okay.
Why is gold continuing to go up?
Well, that was actually my next question.
Oh, okay. Ask the question then.
Why is gold continuing to go up? And how, I mean, I guess maybe, how high do you think it's going to go?
Well, $2,500 is the limit.
2,500. Okay.
And
Real close to 2,500 last time I checked.
yeah, we've already hit it. We've already hit it.
Yeah.
And
Oh, yeah,
especially when you
that's right. We did, right.
go back and you look at one of the numbers I have in for the Zimbabwe calculation for the ZIG, and then ultimately the conversion price. It went to $2,499 and like 98.42. So I didn't quite print 2,500. It was, you know, pennies, fractions of a penny below. But 25 or 2,500 or 25,000, that's a base 10 math number. That represents 2/8. So if you take 100 divided by 8, it's 12 and a half, 25, 37, 5, et cetera, all the way up. This is how everything runs. This is how I was able to do my price discovery on the buyback for XRP. This is how I did my price discovery on the price of gold on the QFS. So how it's being valued as the backing, right, for all the liquidity for the world. And they used it here for the Zimbabwe gold. Now, I did my pricing structure for in country, international, and contract rate based upon that, based upon other privileged information that I have. And it all holds true. It all proves out. So what we know is right now we're in that last little bit of time. Okay. So
Sure, what it feels like.
we could look at it being this big, but in respect, it's that big. It's all relative on how we look at it. Okay. If we're watching every single moment of the day, what got posted on Telegram, what this person said, that's what it looks like for us, just like that.
Point well taken. That's why I was saying earlier, you got to step away sometimes, folks.
When you just put it down, you praise and thank God for having already taken care of everything that needed to be done, you're done. Why? Because he knows, you know, he's got everything in control. And if we could get more people to step up to that, then this perspective would go whoop, instantly. Why? Because he'd trigger the Holy Spirit, his creative force, to just wrap it up. Because there's certain things that aren't imperative. Now, from a narrative standpoint, they want people to see it. Kind of like when I, you know, on that bill. Nobody saw the little three zeros that I put
I
in
didn't
that.
see it. I missed it. I'll be honest.
Why? Because we're not looking for these types of things. But if I had told everybody, hey, look for something in here that doesn't look right, then people would have found it. But I wasn't going to do that. I wanted to see if anybody would notice.
Did
And
anyone?
no,
Not
nobody
a
noticed.
single person. Wow.
Single person even made a mention of it.
That is incredible.
But see, I'm on the same side too. somebody pointed out about a month ago, oh, Dave, look, you started on April 3rd, 2021. It's 4321. I didn't see it. I wasn't looking for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you only see what you're looking for, or if you suspect something is there. Okay. But as far as everything is concerned, it could be tomorrow. But we know we're right at that precipice that you talked about, Patriot. That it is only going to take one more thing. Now, I just got intel last night that they've officially said World War III has started. The narrative has been triggered. So if the narrative's been triggered, and all of this is fake bombing and old footage and things of this nature, and you got people on the ground saying there's no bombs going off, there's nothing being destroyed. As long as the narrative is out there, Adam can trigger. And the moment Adam triggers a World War III event, then it releases the five people in the know to turn off the lights, to begin the process.
So, okay, so let me unravel that one more time. So let me lay that down for me one more time. So what is it that triggers Adam to then trigger the generals to make their move to shut
confirmation
the
of World War III.
From
the media.
From the mainstream media you're talking
right.
about.
Right.
So once the mainstream media starts putting that narrative out there, you're saying that that triggers Adam, which is the White Hat's AI supercomputer, that ultimately makes most of the decisions. Is that correct?
Correct. And it has the ultimate authority in this decision. So they can't trigger until they're given permission to do so.
Okay. And who oversees Adam?
I don't know.
We don't know that. Okay.
But I do know that it's up with Space Lines.
Okay. And it's tied into is it tied into the Starlink, or are we talking at a whole different level?
Different level.
Different level. Okay. Well, actually, that was one question I did have. I don't know if you saw this, since I mentioned Starlink, and then we can, you know, take it back wherever you want to go. I had another question about the international rate as well. But I read an article that said that Zimbabwe, and this was shortly after the news broke about the Zig, that they're basically trying to kick Starlink out of the country. I found that really kind of odd. Did you hear about that?
I think I saw something on it, but it doesn't have any relevance.
Is it just part of the optics?
Yeah, and again, they're trying to create separation. So now you give somebody, you give those that aren't awake something more to talk about.
Okay.
Now the stuff that's happening behind the scenes are all the cables being cut. Like I mentioned before, all the cables cut in the Red Sea now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked
about
that.
That cuts off Israel.
Yep.
From the internet. Well, we're all going to be taken off the internet anyway, because it's no longer going to be viable, which pertains to everything being on the cloud. That's why you want to get everything on your computer, on your iPhone, on the cloud, backed up to an external hard drive. You want to back it up and you want to disconnect that drive from your computer. Why? Because they're going to turn off all the computers as well. There's a company out there that has the capability to turn your computer into a brick. And interestingly enough,
like just kill it, is what you're saying? Just like a kill switch?
Yeah, and this I'll explain it. I reported on this a long time ago. Every single computer in their motherboard has this kill switch. Congress approved this to happen. So think like the cabal. We need to take everybody's computer away from them if they don't play ball with us. They won't be able to access our communication system. White Hats took it over. And without saying the name, I'm just going to say this. And this is huge. I've never said this before, Patriot.
All right.
Ever. It's named after a name for vodka. Interesting, isn't it? And we're not going to try to guess it.
All right, I'm already trying.
I know you are. We'll talk about it off air.
Okay, all right.
But let's let people come to their own conclusions. But here we are bringing in vodka, which everybody would associate with Russia, right? And then having it named after a brand of vodka. Now, at one point, Russia was, believed to be a bad deal. Well, that's the old narrative. Putin and Yi and Trump, they have been responsible for bringing us into this new economy. And back when Trump went on his recapitulation tour, and I was telling you how he asked each of the presidents what they wanted for their country. Putin wanted to de destroy the biolabs and the corruption in the Ukraine. That's what he asked Trump if he could do. And Trump said, it's yours.
Now, is it accurate to say that Putin and Russia capitulated to Trump and the White House, or are they more part of the plan? Well, how would you characterize that
If
relationship, and
they've
also Xi
capitulated,
for that matter?
so is Xi.
Okay.
Because what did Xi want? He wanted the lithium in Pakistan. Trump was trying to take us out of Pakistan, right? Or Afghanistan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it didn't happen. Why? Well, and then you know who took over? And what does he do? The first thing he does is he pulls everybody out of Afghanistan and leaves all the military hardware. Billions and billions of dollars. Well, who in Afghanistan was a problem? The Taliban. So Xi got all of the super lithium that was announced 3 days after Mr. B pulled everybody out. And I'm postulating on this. Trump says, well, I have a request too. When you send in your trains to take out the lithium, make sure that it's escorted by the Taliban since it's their property and drop them off in Siberia.
That'd be one heck of a plot twist.
Yes. And we
Wow.
haven't heard one thing about them.
Interesting.
So that problem just went away.
Really interesting. And so to tie into that, the previous comments you made about Taiwan, so you think that this has all been kind of already happened behind the scenes, that Taiwan has already been dealt
China's
with?
gone in and cleansed Taiwan, and in return, they guaranteed they would not activate war. See, this is the key. They would not activate war. So they're not part of the World War III scenario. They can't be. And the US has already announced they're not going to be participate in it. Okay, so they go in and they clean up the dumb tunnels, and they clean up the bio labs and the corruption from the cabal in Taiwan. And China is going to help them rebuild with all of their technology and knowledge. And Taiwan still remains Taiwan. It isn't about taking it over.
So it's not going to be reunified with the mainland as
Well, it
some.
may be in the kingdom concept.
Okay.
Just like Mexico is becoming part of the kingdom, Canada is becoming part of our kingdom, and that's under Trump. Xi has his kingdom. Putin has his kingdom. The premier in India has his kingdom. All the countries that stand for BRICS. So there's seven kingdoms. They're going to be multi-country.
And within these kingdoms, I mean, is there going to be an entirely, is it going to be a constitutional republic form of government in each one, or is it going
We'll just
to,
have to see. We'll have to see how they want to address that.
because. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Well, my other question that I wanted to, I wrote it down here. I just wanted to pick your brain on this. They've already, going back to the Zig, they've already released the in-country rates, and we're waiting until it's the end of the month, right? Until that window closes for in-country. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. And then at that point, are they going to be releasing international rates? Is this going to become public knowledge, or is this something that has to, I mean, in other words, like, there's no skipping the line here, right? So people have to wait for the redemption center. We have to wait for, like, they're not going to just come out and say, here are the international rates and, you know, anything along.
They most likely won't be published.
It won't be. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
Because, again, they're not trying to activate people to go out and start buying up all the Zimbones.
Right.
Because the dealers don't get to keep them. The moment that point is identified, they're going to be given a very, very short time to know that the window's closed. Kind of like if you knew give me an example here. Let's pick Walmart. Let's say they were going to close down all the Walmarts. Mm-hmm. They would let everybody know a certain number of hours before that they were going to shut down all the Walmarts so everybody gets out. And they close the doors.
Okay.
Okay. Because they don't want any leaking of information within that window of time. So then people are in there, you know, hoarding whatever they can get their hands on.
That makes sense. I like what you said too about, like, they're trying to distract people, but they're not trying to activate. That's a very important distinction.
You nailed it. Yeah. Nailed it. So when we consider how this is being handled, we're given the truth right up front. And this is what's just happened with the Zim. We've been given the truth. Now, again, it's not dates, it's events, right?
Right.
Now I'm going to give you a date, but I'm going to give you the event. May 6th, 2024. It is exactly 7,777 weeks
since a lot of winks.
Since Ulysses S. Grant signed the District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871 on April 20th of 1871. Now take 7,777 weeks and divide it by 7 days in a week. It's 1111. Hello.
Wow.
There it is.
On May 6th of 2024, it'll be 7,777 weeks since the Organic Act of 1871 and the U.S. became a corporation. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That is impressive. Wow.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, my mind is just spinning right now. Well, okay, let me ask you this, because we've been going for a while now, and I've brought up a number of different subjects, but what are you focused on right now? I mean, we had this big news about the Zim and the Zig. Can you tell us about, give us sort of any little hints, sneak peeks at, you know, what you're currently working on? Because I know, I mean, you never stop working. You're a pretty.
Well, let's just put it this way. He will start a project, and it's very much like how software was created at Microsoft. Right. They bring in all these engineers with expertise, and each one of them are given a component of the final outcome. No one person knows what the outcome is. I treat it the same way. I don't go in with a mindset to try to solve something. He starts me on a project. He's got me back on the Mayan calendar again. And we're breaking down the Mayan calendar. Why? Because it pertains to us going off of the Julian to the Gregorian calendar.
Oh, it
does. He's got me knee deep in all of my research and what he's revealing about the Mayan calendar. We just solved the mystery of the 819-day Mayan calendar. It's never been solved. We did that in 3 hours. So I know everything there is to know about what the Mayan 819-day calendar is all about.
Oh,
the Mayans had 18 calendars, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Mm-mm, I didn't either. Now I do. And he's systematically taking me through each one of the calendars. Now, you may remember, and I don't know if I ever shared this with you, but when XRP buyback was supposed to happen at the end of 2021, and then in August of 2021, he told me that there was a consolidation taking place and Nassara was moving into the first position. That was significant because we couldn't have people picking up a fence
right.
by people receiving the buyback offer before Redemption Center.
Right.
Okay, before Nassar. So at that point, it was in January. I think it was January 4th of 2022. You know, I was a little discouraged, but I knew his plan was the plan. And I said, Lord, I said, I just praise you and thank you right now for having revealed the entire plan to me from start to finish. And then you just put it down, right? Because he says, oh, he knows. I'm the provider of that. So it was the next day. I just had my dinner. I'm getting ready to step into the TV room and relax, have some spaghetti. It was 10 o'clock at night. I needed something out of my office. I walked out of my office or walked out of the TV room, went into my office. I sat down in my chair and my butt hadn't touched that chair more than 1 second. And the Lord said, are you ready to go now? I got up out of my chair, opened the door to my office and told my wife, honey, the Lord's ready to reveal some information. I don't know how long this is going to take, but know that I'm in here and we're
I'm communing. Alive, but I'm
yeah. communing. Right. So over the next 3 weeks, he began to take me all the way back to the Mayan calendar. I thought we were going to go to June 2nd of 2012, which David Schwartz finally had to reveal after I started breaking all these codes, that was the official birth date for XRP.
Oh, really?
Yes. Which, by the way, the 7-year tribulation, which we proved and I've reported on, it ends on June 2nd, 2024.
I think that came up. Yeah. And I can't remember if it was our conversation, but yeah, I heard you.
Go back 1260 days, it's December 21st, 2020. That's when the contract with the devil ended. And if you go back 1260 days from there, it goes back to July 11th of 2017, 7/11/17, and that was almost approximately 2 months after his recapitulation tour, and he was given the sword by the king of
Saudis. Yeah.
Okay. So now all of a sudden we're back into the Mayan calendar, and he's revealing how Enoch helped them. And how the Mayans were the timekeepers of the contract that he had with Satan. So it'd never be lost.
Really?
And I proved all of that. So I was able to prove that December 21st, 2012 was not the end of the Mayan calendar. The three gentlemen that were responsible for the day count, Goodman, Martinez, and Thompson, they used astrologers to find out when there was a celestial event happening in the future that was close, that lined up all the planets. And it was Cabal. Cabal was behind it. So they could create fear and they could basically fluctuate the markets.
Mm-hmm.
So then, after we know that December 21st, 2020 was that end date, he then has me go back and fix the Mayan calendar, because they would just lop off days in the calculations. And I had the entire 7,888-year calendar on a spreadsheet by month, so I could see how everything lined up. Well, what are the growing seasons? What are the four seasons that we have? Spring, summer, winter, fall. Or I'm sorry, fall, winter. Well, none of the dates lined up in those months. So it was like dominoes. Or what's the show where they have all the tiles and the letters show up? Price is Right.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
So imagine that you've got all these letters and stuff. Nothing makes sense when you look at it. It's gibberish. And now when I went back in and I plugged in the days into the years that they cut them off, and I pressed the button and the process starts happening, and all of a sudden the white tiles start showing up, and then there's a black tile, and then there's white tiles, and there's a black tile. It lined up to all four seasons, April, July, September, and December. They all lined up perfectly, and they weren't more than 1 to 2 days off.
Wow.
Meaning you didn't have something happening in July on the 5th, And then in another year, it was on the 15th. No, every single year, all 7,888 years, it would have been, let's just say, July 5th or 6th or 7th. That was it. So it's in perfect alignment. No one's ever done that before.
That's incredible.
And that's going to be one of the big projects I'm looking forward to being able to wrap up and to be able to present after we get through all this.
Awesome.
But as you said, that's for then. We're taking care of what's most important right now. And we've been making all these math discoveries that have never been discovered. Mm-hmm. I just discovered the golden mean, Fibonacci ratio. It's our DNA. It's a picture of our DNA. So that, behind the scenes, that's what I've been working on right now after I got this Zimbon video done.
Yeah. Well, it was an incredible video. I can't wait to watch those. I love watching your videos. I really, really do. I mean, I tend to watch them more than once because, again, and you actually talk about that in a lot of your videos. You're like, sit down, get yourself a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, and just listen the first time and then go back and absorb more because there's just so much information.
That's what they're teaching college kids right now. They use these AI devices to record the lectures. And they just sit there and listen. Now, when I was at San Diego State, there was a lady there, and I think she was Oriental, and she figured out how to get around the system of how many units you could take or classes in a semester. So she would add the classes after the you could, change classes,
mm-hmm.
but before they cut it off. So she was taking like 56 units a semester. And this is what she said. I never read the book. I never opened the book. I never took notes. I just listened to the lecture.
Wow.
She graduated, I think, in, what was it, 2 years?
Who is this again? I missed the beginning.
This was a student at San Diego State University.
Oh, this isn't somebody that you knew or no?
No, I didn't know who it was, but it got reported after I had graduated about this person, and they had to go in and change the drop and add dates policy where they then put a limit in. So you could not have more than 21 units in a semester.
I got you.
But see, it wasn't important to her about knowing that she had to read the book. She just listened and she took the test and she knew the answers enough to, I think she ended up with like a B minus. But who cares? It's like pass or fail.
Yeah.
Right? You want to get your CPA license? It's pass or fail.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a 98 and you only need a 70, you worked way too hard. There's no bonus on top of that because you got a 96.
No, just bragging rights, I suppose. But yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Dave, this has been an amazing conversation. I don't want to go on for too long. I know last time we went on for like 3.5 hours and it felt like it was like, I mean, people said that they would have watched it if it was like double the amount of time, so that they absolutely loved it. So I hope people enjoy this conversation. There's a lot of stuff that we talked about tonight. Was there anything really pressing that we didn't touch upon that you wanted to mention before we wrap it up?
Let me think about that for a second. Oh, this is what I would say.
Okay.
I'd say there's three things that you need to be taking care of right now that are of the highest importance. Number one, get right with God. Whatever it takes. He's not a judge. He's a father.
Mm-hmm.
And in the scriptures and the story about the prodigal son coming home, mm-hmm. what do we know? Did he beat up his son who had taken his inheritance and went into town and did all the wrong things? No. He welcomed him with open arms. He gave him a beautiful coat. He gave him his signet ring. Now, this is significant. The father gave his returning son, who just did everything and anything that was vile, his ring, which was his stamp of authority. He then killed the fatted calf and had a beautiful celebration for him and chastised his younger son, who complained and said, "Dad, you never did that for me." And the father said, Son, you were always loyal. You were always here. It was always available. So what he's saying is come home. That's why we're here. We weren't put on this earth to generate success, to feed our ego. And we were told this before we were made flesh and blood. God entered into a covenant with us, and he said this: if you'll go down and live on earth in your sin nature, self-inflicted narcissism, that's what got Satan and the third of the angels cast down. I know, and it's my hope, that you're going to come back to me. Now, I have to guarantee you a way home. Now, you weren't of my first chosen, which was the Hebrew people. But he gave us Jesus as our way to return to him as a Gentile. Now, anybody can return to the Father through Jesus, no matter what your religion is, because it's not about religion. It's about coming home to him. Because that was all part of the agreement with Satan in that 7,885-year agreement. See, God was bringing his creation to earth. And Satan wasn't going to have it because Satan was bound to earth. So the compromise was, you get 7,885 years to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm going to promise my people a way home. He delivers Jesus as the way, right? And now we are reconnected through his spirit as Adam and Eve were in the garden. See, that communication cable got cut. And God couldn't lift a finger to help us. That's why Jesus was like, guys, I have to go so you can receive the Comforter. The Comforter was the Holy Spirit. The Comforter was our communication connection back to the Father. As the word says, if you lack wisdom, what do? You seek out the Holy Spirit. You tell him what you want to know. He's going to go to the Father on your behalf. He's going to search out the deep places, and he's going to return with an answer. It's not that he will. I'm sorry. It's not that he may. He will. Now, it might take a little bit of time, but you have to hold on to that promise. If you give up that promise, then you're never going to hear from the Holy Spirit. And you don't have to keep knocking on the door saying, Holy Spirit, I haven't heard from you about the Lord yet. No. It's all in due time. And a lot of it has to do with our own spiritual maturity. And if we're one that is in constant praise and thanksgiving, it comes quickly. Now we have the situation with Daniel, right? It says Daniel prayed without ceasing for 21 days. That's not how it was originally written. It was originally written, he praised without ceasing. Why? Because he knew what God was going to do. He didn't have to question it. Now the angel of the Lord got held up by the king of Persia, the spirit, the principality. And Michael had to be called in. Michael, the archangel, had to be called in because it was a battle. Well, all heavenly battles are based on truth. So he came in to settle the truth issue. And then the moment the truth issue was settled, that angel of the Lord could continue to bring the word to Daniel. And he had to tell Daniel that. Thank you that you never stopped praising at any moment of time. Why? Because otherwise he would have been called back. And he had to tell him he got held up over this battle of truth. Now, we fall victim to that constantly because we can't hold on to what we are praising God for. And I've said this before. You know, we're praising and thanking that God has already taken care of our need for a new house. And we have our eye on a particular home. And maybe that's for 4 days. And then we end up in another part of town, or we're on Zillow. And we see another house and we're like, oh, wait a minute, that's the one I want. Well, you stopped praising. So that original request is gone. The angel had to take it back. And people do it over and over and over and over and so quickly. Why? Because the devil's used to learn the MK Ultra programming to
Right.
continue to put enticements in front of us. That's why you could have been called to XRP, and now you've already ditched your bag, and now you're buying the Shikaka coin.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they dangle that those distractions and those carrots in front of us all the time. Absolutely, because they want us, and that's also the engineering of a very short attention span, and it goes into that MK Ultra programming as well. Very
and
much.
That's point number one. Point number two is you need to lean into the Lord to find out if you're called to have a humanitarian project. And if you are, then you need to get your humanitarian initiative trust document completed. Now, I've got over 200 hours in it. I produced an intro video, a longer, point by point video. But the point is it can be done in less than an hour. Because it's 99% done. And I mean, you can attest to it.
I did it. Yeah. I mean, Dave sent me the template. I got a little bit of the, the white glove treatment, admittedly, because I had some questions and I could just text Dave. But yeah, I mean, he makes it super, super easy. And most of it's filled out. Most of it's already filled out for you. There's only a couple of areas where you actually have to describe what your humanitarian project is going to be. But and by the way, again, because I know people are going to be like, where's the form? Where's the this? Where's the that? Again, go to XRPL on Twitter, right? XRPLION, XRPLION1. That's Dave's Twitter. And there's a lot of imposters on there. So just make sure. But all of this stuff is posted right on his Twitter page.
I'll put a link in post, too, for that. Matter of fact, what's our timestamp right now so I know where to go find it?
Oh goodness, I'm not really keeping track here.
Okay.
I think we started. Right. I want to say we're at least a couple hours in.
Okay, I'll find it. That won't be a problem.
Okay. Yeah.
But
I don't have
you know,
time.
So that's number two. Get that completed because you have to have that completed before you walk in the door at the Redemption Center. That tells them that you're not going to be contributing if you have Zim or Dinar, Danong, Danong, Dong to the national programs.
Right. And that's going to affect the rate that you get as well.
Affects the rate. That affects the fact that you have to provide them with an understanding of the length of a structured program that you want to participate in. Oh, excuse me. Well, I've got indigestion for some reason.
Oh, we've been going for a while. Yeah.
But there's a structured program that we're going to be part of. And that's to make sure the money lasts, that we don't just go out and blow it on stupid stuff, because we're to be great stewards, not good stewards. As God told me, he says, good is now the enemy of my great. And you don't want to be an enemy of God. So being good isn't going to cut it anymore. Because he's not good. He's great. He's brought heaven to earth. And then lastly, you want to hold all this loosely. You want to give yourself time to just let it be. That string analysis, we're not affecting anything. We're not. Now, if you're called like Patriot, myself, and others as disseminators of information, then there's a little higher requirement. Because we have to be able to sift through information. But you're not required.
And we need a break too, I mean, that's the thing. That's what I was speaking to earlier. I mean, even those of us who have been called to do this are still human.
I've had 7 days off.
Everything that you've said, applies to us, and perhaps even more so, because we're like neck deep in it every single day.
Well, we're like a pastor who isn't giving you the meat, isn't giving you the revelation, isn't giving you the understanding of God's word. We're just giving you a great show. We got lights and we got singers and we got everything that you want to show up and tithe for. But we're giving you the real deal. And we're not asking you for money. So there's a big difference.
That's right. And people, people can recognize that too. I think they can sense and maybe we can kind of close on this note, but that's a really an interesting indicator of how the world is changing, is that people are moving away from the flashy lights and the big production and all of the smoke and mirrors. That's really, I think, what the Great Awakening is all about, is recognizing on multiple different levels, substance is so important. And, you know, people can sit and they just want to sit and listen to conversations. I do the same thing. I'm a listener as well as a podcaster. I'll listen to some shows that they're so good. I could sit there and listen to just the audio for hours, because it's just incredible information, and not just information, but it's, you know, it's spiritual insights. It's everything I think that Dave and I have attempted to bring to you guys tonight. So hopefully you enjoyed. I think that, well, I'm pretty confident that people will. I know that I enjoyed it, and usually that's a pretty good indicator. If I get to the end of a conversation and I'm like, wow, where did that 3 hours go? That's usually a pretty good sign, right?
Happens really fast, doesn't it?
It does. So I really enjoy having you on my show, and you know, I'm honored, like I said in the beginning, that I have you as a guest, especially a repeated guest. I'm glad. I'm really glad that we connected. It took a while, but given this late stage in the game, it's kind of interesting, because you started in 2021, and so did I, and it took us a while for our paths to cross, but they finally did. And you know, God doesn't make any mistakes, and He brings the people together at the right time and at the right moment. And I'm really grateful for that. So thank you so much, Dave, for coming on. And again, go and watch that video that Dave just put out on the Zig. We'll put a link in the description for that one as well. Check out his Twitter page. All the information that you guys are going to be asking me for, you're going to find on his Twitter page. Okay. And we'll put some links in the description as well. But I find sometimes, even when I put the links in the description, I still get people asking, where do I find this? Where do I find that? Just make it real simple for you guys. Go to Dave's Twitter. Again, XRPLION and the number one on Twitter, or X as it's called now. So thank you, Dave.
Bless everybody.
On praising your work, but we'll tie this up. We'll wrap it up, rather. We'll I guess maybe put a pin in our conversation until the next time. So thank you for listening, everybody out there. I'll be back again soon with another report. But until then, God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.